Hi, guys. I wanted to tell you about our newest sponsor, Injector Zoe. She is the owner of the Indigo Clinic and Skin Salvation. She is a MD who does Botox, injection, fillers, helps women with their skin, particularly people of color. She actually recently did my lips, and I was really scared to tell you guys, but Zoe convinced me. She was a listener of the show. We met up, and I feel amazing and super sexy, and I would love you guys to check her out and just see the before and after pics on ways that she's been making women and people feel beautiful. She has a part-time office in Manhattan and a full-time office in Maryland where she offers cosmetic dermatology services tailored to ethnic men and women. She specializes in enhancing ethnic features and has skincare for darker skin. Her website is theindigoclinic.com. You can look up services, pricing, FAQs, financing, and all kinds of scheduling. She has a code if you would like to buy something, radio, and you'll get 15% off. It's for medical grade skincare. She offers solutions for all kinds of skin problems. Or if you just want to see a bunch of cool before and after pics, go on her Instagram at Injector Zoe. She was spilling a bunch of tea about all the love and hip-hop and VH1 Botox and fillers she was doing, so maybe you can figure it out from the nose down who she did. Check her out, and we love you, Zoe. Hey, y'all. Welcome. It is yet another episode of Horrible Decisions, and I am your girl, Mandy B. Oh, are you?
And you are? Who are you?
Your coho. I feel like that was really good. I'm Wheezy. Hey.
Hi, guys. And we are here. This is one of these episodes where we've had a lot of our listeners write us in, a lot on Patreon.
Actually,
and even some on our Instagram. And they've been like, y'all talk all this shit. Y'all talk about the dicks. Look, are you going to read what we got?
Yeah. So Clarissa hit us up.
There you go. Go ahead and say what she said.
She hit us up February 1st and said, I love y'all's show and I had to ask, will y'all ever have a guest on the show that's a gold star lesbian or at least a full-blown lesbian? I understand you're both bisexual and you've had other bisexual guests. However, I feel like when you discuss your experiences with women, there's a little bit of heteronormativity in such discussions.
Heteronormativity.
Come on, big words. I have been listening for a few months now, and I haven't heard all of your episodes. I apologize if you did have a lesbian on the show, but I think a discussion about lesbian sex, relationships, and culture can lead us to people more to respecting us. And that it's not a phase, and understanding the mechanics of sex between women. I still get asked by grown heteros how sex between women works. I really love this email, and I really appreciate it.
Yes.
I was actually really embarrassed. I think I wrote her that. I was like, I can't believe we haven't had a lesbian.
I can't believe we haven't had a lesbian.
Joke.
And so, bitch, look at that turnaround. What is it? Motherfucking February 24th?
Come on,
turnaround. So
you better be a fucking patron.
So, you know, it just only made sense. To allow Wheezy to go out and seek this gold star lesbian.
Wow. Why didn't it only make sense for me to do it?
It just made fucking sense for Wheezy to seek out a gold star lesbian, which she did
on accident
with gold stars. She found that. So I want to give her a sticker.
She's going to act like this the whole episode.
I want to give her a gold sticker.
Mindy is so hype right now.
Because it really... So if you guys follow Wheezy on social media.
Oh, you are really
she has to go off, my nigga. I'm just saying.
Okay. How did you not think this was gonna happen?
We have a wonderful guest in the studio today, who is an alleged gold star lesbian. We will get into that. But if you've been following Wheezy, you've seen her. She's lit. She has like 300,000 followers. So I do want to ask you, because I asked Wheezy because she throws all the shade, are you an Instagram model?
No.
Okay.
So there's
a difference.
So
what's the difference?
Okay. So the difference is Instagram model is known as a girl who has a shit ton of followers.
Okay. Which you do. You're over 300,000. Okay.
Right. But they actually, you can kind of tell the difference because they do like flat tummy tea and I have nothing against that. I'm just saying. But like,
can I use your glasses?
Okay. So they do that. And then they like, you know, when they're promoting a brand all the fucking time on their feet.
Okay.
I'm actually signed. Here,
ooh, okay,
and
humble
in
brag,
London and in Paris, so there's a difference.
Okay, global.
So, but it just so
global gold.
It just so happens that I always get named that, but
okay.
Can you tell us some of like the brands you've worked with or whatever?
Yeah, CK2, which was the big Calvin Klein re-up fragrance that I did with them. That was worldwide. That was amazing. We actually shot that in Puerto Rico.
Nice.
I work a lot with Hello.
I mean, you don't want that close to your mouth.
Nah, I'm cool. Anyways,
is it because of the cylinder shape?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, they were like, Alex was over here putting the mic closer to her mouth.
Okay, yeah, so Calvin Klein, I've done stuff for Jill Stewart and Nike, NBA, and all that fun stuff, so it's cool.
Okay.
Oh, all and Miss L'Oreal Box.
And L'Oreal Box.
We were leaving the gym, and she's like, I just want to see if I see myself in here.
Oh.
I sure said that, and I did. And then she's like, let's go. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, you know you're famous, bitch. Let's go.
No, I just wanted to see it. I still get happy when I get to see myself.
So okay.
Cool. Yeah. I think that's dope.
I think that's dope, too. So Weezy here has an icebreaker. So what we like to do with all of our guests is kind of have an icebreaker. Clearly, the ice has been broken with us.
Lord Jesus Christ.
But we're going to break the ice just a little bit. And so, Weezy, apparently this game is made specifically for you.
How gay are you?
How gay are you?
So I feel like because Mandy and I suck dick and eat pussy, maybe we don't know as many terms.
Yeah. Right.
We played this game with Michelle Hope where she had us name off how many different ways you could say penis.
Penis, yeah.
I want us to see how many of us can name the different terms for eating pussy.
Oh, ooh. Wait.
So I want us to go in a row, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. It could be like... carpet munching, like shit like that.
Okay. Can it be in different languages?
Look, don't be.
I'm just
don't
asking.
Do this. Sure, drop your little other languages. God damn it.
Can I eat pussy in Brazilian?
I know how to.
Okay, first of all, it's Portuguese. Get it right.
Oh, I know. I was fucking bitch. Around, bitch.
Don't, bitch. Because oh, you know Jesus. How I feel about that.
Holy
don't.
Shit. What's going don't. On? What's going on?
Stop being extra.
I want to go first.
All right, go first.
Okay,
and,
go.
And I'm going to say it in Portuguese. So
ooh,
I don't care.
She's so funny. Make us pussy wet.
Let me see. Come a xoxota.
Oh, what's a xoxota?
Xoxota?
That actually is pussy in Portuguese.
Oh, xoxota.
Yeah.
I remember on Sex in the City when Samantha was dating, she was like, it's my pusseta.
Yes, that too. Yes. Okay. Yes, there are two.
I'll go next. Love it the Y.
Oh, yeah, that's the position to do it. Can I say, like, eat the box?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, eat the box.
Okay, what's your
carpet reason? Munching, duh.
Eating out.
Eating out, yeah, that's real.
She said that so innocent.
Well, then fine. Pussy eating.
Shit, now I don't know.
You do this way too much to not have any other names.
I just do it. I'm not about the names.
Cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus, that's right.
All
right,
here, I have a list of some.
Oh,
more.
Please give me some.
Yes. Go down on. Have a box okay. lunch. Hummer.
Lunchables.
Muff dive. Munch
wait,
on.
Wait, muff dive?
Whoa.
Munch dive.
Munch dive.
Give brain. Eat.
I thought that was just for dick.
Eat hair pie.
But not hair.
Oh, no.
Hair pie.
No. I like my pussy. Shaving, no razor bumps. Like,
I think a lot of people.
Uh-huh, right? Yo, my man.
I got a wax.
So, wait, we have a male.
Oh, did you? I know you got a wax. I was very much aware of that.
She know it. She know there's a wax in that.
So, the kink of the week today is.
Wait, no, we're not gonna. So, we have two males in the room, and I know that while this is a lesbian episode, I want to know how different it is from. Do y'all like the landing strip? Do y'all like hair fully shaven? How do y'all like eating pussy? Like, how does the pussy have to look if you go eat?
That's a good question.
Bear, so
I prefer
I'm giving
bear,
you a high five.
I've been wanting to grow a landing strip.
But you would eat pussy with hair on it?
Yeah.
I think guys are less
okay,
picky.
but like, are we talking minimal hair?
It can't be going crazy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you mean crazy like trimmed or just like fuzz before I shave? Like, what are you saying?
Or is it just peeking out the
it skin? Can't look like the fucking Amazon. Like, that's not what I'm trying to eat.
Oh. But see, guys, I think, and we.
This nigga just said you gotta comb it.
You gotta
comb your pussy hair. I would hope brush your pussy hair.
I know, but I get him. If you're gonna have a lot of hair, like keep it. I like this porn star.
Yeah,
she does a lot of lesbian porn. A Bella Danger,
and
she has hair on her pussy, but it looks neat.
I don't know. So I think we had this conversation with one of our previous guests, and she said that, and we kind of made the correlation that maybe lesbians are more particular with what a pussy looks like than a man. Like I think a man will eat a pussy. However. Oh, I was about to say something, but I was told. Oh, but yeah.
Because I don't know what it was, but thank you, bitch.
I think men would eat pussy with hair, without hair. Is it just you that likes
it
that bald, or do you feel like more lesbians are that way?
Honestly, I prefer it that way. I know many lesbian friends of mine that love the landing strip.
Oh.
I think
it could be sexy.
Yeah,
yeah, but I can guarantee that majority of lesbians that I know we don't want it to feel like we're searching for it.
I know
that's literally
right.
what it's about.
A landing strip is above your clit. It's high up. It's not like you can get the landing strip in your mouth. Is it because you kiss the pussy a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling...
So that's what you do. Okay. Yes.
One of my many tricks.
Oh, girl.
Oh, I also want, by the way, I didn't add this in there, but I want to write this down. I want to talk about some eating pussy tips for men. I think that's a
great... Yes, because y'all, niggas do not be knowing how to eat pussy.
And I like think they lesbians just eat the best pussy, and I think it's just something we should discuss. Oh, so before we get into Keek in the Week, I want to just talk about a few lesbian terms. I actually wanted to hit you up before I made this list because I couldn't think of any more than these four.
Okay.
Femme, butch, stud, and dyke. Can you explain what a femme is?
You? Oh, you.
You would be a femme.
Do you have lipstick on there?
Not right now.
Lipstick. On the lip.
Are you retarded?
Look, she thinks everything about her now.
Yo.
You know? You see? No, I don't have lipstick on. Bitch, the list.
I don't know what you like.
Bitch, the list.
Lipstick lesbian. No, I don't. But lipstick lesbian and
okay,
femme. Go
so
ahead.
Lipstick lesbian are basically the lesbians that, you know, go all out. Like, they had, like, 30 pounds of makeup, high heels up the, mm-hmm. So, they're just considered that. But ironically enough, they are the type that will go for the, like, the butchiest type of lesbian. It's really interesting how that works. So,
that makes
that's
sense.
Basically what a lesbian.
And what's the difference between that and a femme?
Butch and femme. Butch is, for me, in my opinion, butch is more like, there's a man, qualities about them.
No, feminine lipstick lesbian. What's
Okay. Well, I already told you lipstick. Femme is like not as crazy.
What am
but
I?
But it's still there. Oh, Lord
a
Jesus.
Femme, bro.
A femme.
A femme. Okay.
A femme.
Okay.
A femme.
What would you call yourself?
Me? I'm a cross between femme and like butch.
Now, I have a word for you that I want you to describe to our listeners. I would consider you androgynous.
Totally, yeah.
Okay, 100%. And so. I guess for the listeners that don't know, androgynous would be a female who's more like chill with maybe style. Yeah. I know you wear
and
makeup
you're taller,
and you're modeling,
like,
you're taller, but you just dress more. And I don't want to say masculine because it's still
fine.
Very feminine, but still it's like a mix between feminine and masculine.
I think that word can be so misunderstood a lot
right.
now because people are like, oh my God, are you a guy or are you a girl? First of all, it's 2018. I'm not trying to get into this right now.
Right.
But like at photo shoots, it's mainly like, I'll go and I know that I have to be extremely girly and I let them do that. Sometimes I'll be doing a shoot and they'll literally do all cornrows and then like tease the fuck out of my hair and then I look like a dude.
Right.
But there's still that girl quality.
It seems like I was going to ask you, do you, like a lot of the pictures on your page or like a lot of your shoots, like that gap thing you did, like it seemed more your style. Do you find that like you get jobs based on like you have a certain swag about you? They like that about you?
Yeah.
I America's Next Top Model, there's always one that looks like her.
First of all, can I ask questions?
Y'all talk a lot off of this podcast. Let me talk. Thank you. I'm just saying.
Do you want me to answer hers?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay,
go
all right.
I'm just
yeah, you answer me first.
Spicy.
In answer to your question, I think I have a good group of people that work with me, like agencies and owners that sit down with me like at least once a week, kind of like a weekly report, you know, to just kind of see what's working and what's not. But a lot of the times, people, they just want me because of how I look and because I dance and I do all, like, these cool things. So they're like, yo, let's just give her a Gap campaign or let's do this. Or,
right.
So
we went down this list and we've had gay men on the show and we know what is wrong to label or call a gay man. Are there any terms that are offensive for lesbians? Like, you
dyke,
ask butch.
Dyke used to be a slur, but then when I was looking it up a little bit today, Urban Dictionary is saying there's such a dyke community with lesbians that are self-proclaimed dykes.
Yeah, but the situation with that word, too, is how you say it.
Okay.
Because it's equivalent, like, if one of, like, my gay friends, like, takes me to the point of, like, anger, I'll call him a faggot, and then he gets angry at me in 2.5 seconds, and then we're not talking.
Okay, so
and then it's vice versa.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing about dyke is a lot of people assume that dyke is butch. But dyke is actually just a slur that people used to use for lesbians throughout all the time.
Oh,
so
when
dyke,
we hear
dyke
is, I think of like a manly
and
woman.
It's not.
Okay, that I didn't know.
It's just a slur that people were using for lesbians, period. They were calling them dykes.
Mm-hmm.
I have been called that in high school.
Why?
Because
you wasn't eating pussy back then.
But you don't know what I was doing back then.
But you wasn't eating pussy. I know that much, goddammit.
Listen, that first taste was epic.
Oh,
Look, listen, what we not gonna do? Okay, anyway.
I love how Mandy really be thinking she know my pussy.
I just know that
this
she...
This bitch was on the last episode talking about, well, we know you had a DUI. No, I didn't, bitch!
I mean, same thing. Suspended license DUI, you still couldn't drive your shit for 7 years. same no, goddamn don't. Shit.
Can we
same
the goddamn don't. Shit.
Anyway, so...
this whole episode?
I appreciate
y'all niggas love this shit
bringing
anyway.
Up them terms. So yeah. What you decided to do... this week is, of course, relay the kink of the week to lesbian sex.
Okay.
So, do you want to get into that?
I
want
to tell you how I found this word. I was looking up lesbian porn and specifically scissoring because I like it. And I'm kind of tired of watching lesbian porn.
I love
toys.
Scissoring. I just want to put that out there.
No, we're going to talk about how lesbian sex works then. If you're, but
wait, you like it and you don't? How does that work?
I love it.
Oh, oh okay.
I don't like watching porn. Come on, fucking mediate, okay? You're supposed to be producing this fucking show, and you're just gonna let her do this to me? Are you fucking kidding me? She's
because him and I, we made an agreement outside.
Wait, Alex. Do you see this is another gay episode, and she just did her gay voice on again? I'm telling you, she changes.
Wait, pause.
I feel disenfranchised.
There's a gay voice. So can you explain to her the gay voice?
Because I have not heard this.
Wait, you didn't hear the? Oh, so she did an episode with a gay male couple.
The gay couple last week.
Explain the gay voice.
You know when you get with your gays? He'd be like, oh my God, yeah.
Hey,
okay,
girl,
man.
Hey, yeah,
and I was
bitch.
Like, girl, come on. And then they were like, oh my God, yeah. And I'm like, totally. Like, dude, you're fucking grinder. Oh my God. So you guys are like totally
this
popping,
is what
right?
I'm talking about.
It's just like natural. Like, nigga, don't. When I was in Stonewall last weekend, holy fuck. I think the dude I was with was like, is she another bitch? Like, what the fuck? Like, are you a gay man? Like,
yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah. That's the gay boy.
Sorry, to get back in the trap. So I don't like watching lesbian porn with toys, although I like to use toys. But for some reason, the toys, I feel like they do too much in porn with toys.
I hate
like,
the toys.
Okay.
Sorry. Just wanted to add that. Go ahead.
And so I don't like watching it in porn.
Okay.
I like scissoring. And so it's also called tribbing. So tribbing is our kink of the week. It refers to
I have not heard that.
Yeah,
tribbing.
You've never heard of that? It's derived from a Greek word tribos, which is a lesbian, and tribo, which is to rub. So it refers to scissoring, which is when two women rub their vulvas and clits together in a form of non-penetrative sex. It can also be referred to frottage, rubbing of the vulva against something for sexual stimulation, which is why I think me and you were talking about when I was a kid and I rubbed myself on the edge of the mattress.
On the edge of the mattress.
Yeah, that's
and
frottage.
How I used to
that's
haunt
just
my teddy bear. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's frottage. It's not specific to humans. It's also observed in nature with monkeys.
Wait, same-sex monkeys?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Where female-to-female genitalia rubbing is common about once every 2 hours.
Wow.
Oh, damn, that's very active.
I just learned something new. I did not know that.
Yeah, so...
So when you... is scissoring... Because it's funny. So a lot of men who are ignorant to lesbian sex be like, how the fuck y'all even fuck? Do y'all fuck?
Yeah, so here's where... Let's get into it. Like, how does lesbian sex work?
Okay, so... For me, Laura's about to be hella uncomfortable. I can't stare at her right now.
You can look at me and talk.
Okay, great. Thanks for
having me. Right.
Okay, so for me, you know, I like to tease. So
okay.
I'll spend at least an hour and a half eating you out.
That's a long time. How does your tongue not get tired? Because
I've had my tongue go numb.
No, I ate pussy one time for a long time because I really enjoyed her. It was during a threesome, so there was dick involved. But my tongue for the next 2 days... It felt like it was going to fall out. How do you
I pace myself though.
So for a lot of times you're just like,
okay, well no.
I get it. Like you can come off of it, you can use your hand.
Okay, so A Kings, do you use your nose at all?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, that's a trick I didn't know of. Wait, so you put your nose on the clit?
You've never fucked someone's nose?
No.
You don't remember, like, seriously? Trina, I got an ass so big. Like
your son.
And she goes, I want to fuck your nose. If you want to come and get it.
Oh, I did not know that that's what she said.
I can see your nipples from here. Yeah. Look at that.
You got her kind of hard. She's hard in here.
Anyway, she gonna kill me.
But, okay, so you like to tease. So you'll eat the pussy for an hour and a half. Because a lot of the guys I don't think can go that long.
Look,
so
when I see the female body, I want to enjoy that moment that I'm having with that specific person.
Okay.
So I love teasing, and then you know, just caressing. And then when I know I kind of got her right where I want her, to the point of begging on her end, I cannot look at Wheatley, bro!
All the sound effects going on. Okay. Now she's keeping them on.
Anyways,
maybe we shouldn't have sat across from each other.
That's what I said, but you should have sat right here.
All right, go. Everybody's getting hard at
once
home.
Once I get her to the point of begging, then, you know, I'll gently put not one, but just two fingers just right in, just to see if she could take it.
So I want to say that to kind of our male listeners, because you're giving them gems without even knowing. Mm-hmm. A lot of men, I feel like I have to ask to finger me when giving head. Right.
I agree.
So,
yeah.
And what's wrong with y'all?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but no, a lot
no,
of
no, 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 that's no, because, no,
that's
no.
wrong.
Here's a way
no,
to
it's not.
It.
Yes, he's right.
Fucking.
But he's, no, he's
it.
Right. A lot. I have not asked for it sometimes because I feel like someone's going to do it wrong.
There you go.
Okay, fair.
So there's a difference
some
between not
like
liking it and doing it wrong. So the thing is, too, when you go in there, yeah, you can't be fucking like.
What if Michelle Hope said, there ain't no type of order?
They just be all over the place. So when you lick it first, you're getting her wet. You're getting her aroused. You can't just shove a pussy into until she's ready down there. You'll know because at that point she's secreting, she's wet, and it should be very wet before you go to start trying to stick your
case,
I have a question.
She's normally
a lot of people want to know
shivering.
When
is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally
shiver.
Looked at her with
what does the shiver look like?
Whoa! No, honestly,
let's not throw
honestly,
objects
what it is,
in the studio.
Can I get to
yes!
One?
Yes! Well, no.
It's about lesbians, but I want to know because we're talking about fingers.
Okay.
When lesbians say, I want you to fuck me, a lot of people are really confused. When lesbians fuck, is it scissoring or fingering? What is
it? It's fingering.
Right.
So fingering is the fucking
and
action.
A lot of us assume that fucking is dick and pussy. Fucking, I learned from a lesbian, is just the penetration, period.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh.
And we
for
think
example,
fucking is like dick and pussy.
Or I'm going to be hella honest with you about
something.
You
can fuck somebody.
Go ahead.
I was informed, I think it's like 10% or 11% of female, and I'm actually one of them. I can't get off of clitoral at all.
Oh.
I need penetration. Until recently.
Oh.
Someone done changed that.
Oh.
But that's all I'm finna say. All
right.
Talk about it.
I'm gonna, I gotta get some new air sounds from YouTube so we can like do like drum rolls and shit. But okay, so that leads me to ask you, if you've never been able to come clitorally,
mm-hmm. until recently,
why is that a word? Clitorally,
honey, you
gotta clitorally,
clitorally,
and it's Google come it. From penetration. No, bitch, because I don't need you checking my words.
I'm not. I just I need
police.
To know for my clitorally self.
So if you haven't been able
yep.
to come,
it's
by,
a word.
By clitoral stimulation.
Why not just
try
a
nigga with a dick?
Honestly, what it was I dated this incredible guy.
Okay.
And it just got to the point to where there was something inside me that I knew that at the time, it was either I wasn't ready and I didn't know if I was ever going to be ready. And there was always that lingering question of why. And then I didn't want to hurt him and I didn't know how to tell him.
Okay.
So then I took a trip to California. I was there for like 2 weeks working, and then I met someone on set, and then she came to the hotel.
Yeah, they're all gay out there.
Lord, don't you know it? And I'll never forget, she came to my hotel room, and then that was like the first time I was ever with a girl, and I wasn't afraid. There was no...
Oh, okay.
And then that's when it happened, and then I had to break it to him, and thank God we're still okay and good
listen,
friends.
Listen, I like just, pussy, yeah. And I don't like your tool. Got you. Mm-hmm. That's a good way.
I don't
way.
Like your tool because it needs that blue pill, and we have a problem with that
oh.
as well.
So. Shade. I want to get back into the word fucking.
Uh-huh.
Okay. A lot of people are going to hear this and think it's bullshit. But
they are, yeah.
I want to explain how much we don't even realize that we use that word for penetration. Fuck my face.
Yeah.
And that's when
you're just
dick,
sticking.
You're
it's when anything
face,
is like yeah. inserting is fucking.
Okay.
Or in lesbian, it's you're riding her face.
In lesbian.
In lesbian.
Well, I can't say in Brazilian. No.
Shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm just kidding.
In lesbian. Okay. And then also, when you say you maybe want to fuck a guy, you're either riding him, you're controlling mm-hmm. the fucking, or, of course, like we've talked about, with pegging. But that's still penetration with another
yeah,
tool.
We have to, like, kind of, like...
What? Okay, let's not make all these sound effects back here, guys. Pegging is a thing, okay?
Nah. Nah.
So, Alex,
y'all don't even share blunts because it's you think it's gay.
Right.
So we are not going to fucking get into the blunts.
Oh, because yeah.
Boy.
Germs. Because germs. So, I have a question. As a male, is there anything about a lesbian relationship that either of you feel like y'all don't understand or don't really or kind of question or don't sure not sure how it happens? I mean, you just going to get all, okay.
By the way, if you guys listened to the last episode, A King dropped in from the Combat Jack show, and he is apparently getting on the mic now. Are you?
Yeah. Are you? No.
You're not going to say nothing?
Well, we got Alex asking. Oh. Go ahead, Alex.
Go ahead, Alex. Yeah. Oh, go Alex. Ahead, Alex.
I don't know a lot.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so what is it? What are questions that guys normally have when they meet a lesbian? And it's like, you really don't want this dick? Like, what do y'all think?
Well, that is my question.
That is.
That
and
is
trust me, when we say we don't, we're not trying to play hard to get. We really do not want your dick. So there's that.
But for real?
Yeah, for real.
So I want to say something. Like I went out with Vicky last weekend. We were hanging out. And
yes,
like,
I think everyone here knows.
Yeah. These fucking people don't know. They might not follow me on Instagram, okay, but y'all niggas chill out.
I'm talking about them, not
me. Yeah, so we were hanging out last weekend, and we went out. We were at the Hair of the Dog. We were just like flirting and dancing, having fun. And this dude kept coming up to her.
It was so bad.
What was he doing?
And first off, she looked gorgeous, right? And so, like, I get it. Like, you're going to get hit on. But, like, we were super flirty, and it was very obvious. Like, we didn't really want male attention. And the dude was just, like...
kept coming at me.
Coming on to her, coming on to her, coming on. Just like, so, are you guys, like, lesbians? And she said, yeah.
Yes.
So then he walks off. He comes back. So, like really? Like, you guys don't want to, like, try something out? Like...
No.
Really?
Yeah, it happened for a good 30 minutes. Like,
so it's funny, and I want to know why guys do this. So when I'm out a lot with my female friends, and maybe I don't feel like getting hit on, or maybe just not hit on by that nigga in particular, I'll be like, I'm with my girlfriend.
Hold on, I want to play something real quick.
Oh, you got...
Have y'all ever... I mean, of course we all have. Watch Jazzy, she's dope. Watch Jazzy is her Instagram name. She made a video, I think me and Vicky sent it to each other, right? Or someone sent it to us?
What?
Do you know what I'm talking about with the girl who was like, you can't really lie anymore about being gay?
Amir? Oh!
No!
That thing. Yeah,
so
yeah,
I
want
to play this clip. It's a really
you
funny.
You got it? Okay. Yeah. Listen to Watch Jazz.
When like a guy try to talk to you, you can just tell him you and your friend were lesbians and they leave you alone. What's going on, ladies? Can I buy you a drink? Sorry. This is my girlfriend. We're lesbians. Oh, okay. No disrespect. Y'all be easy. Nowadays, that shit don't work. Damn, y'all look good. What's up? I can buy y'all some joint. What's up? Sorry, this is my girlfriend. We're lesbians. Shit, I'm a lesbian too. No, we don't like men. Me neither. Shit, what's up? No. Meaning, like, this is my girl, and we don't deal with men at all. We're lesbians, you know? That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm a lesbian too. I don't deal with niggas either. Hey, let's just all be lesbians together. Come on. Bartender. Let me get three shots of Hennessy for the lesbians.
It's true, though.
So, or they'll do, this is absolutely accurate, but another thing that, and maybe they used to do it more in the day than they used to now, if I would be out with my friends and I'd be like, this is my girlfriend, let me see y'all kiss. Prove it.
Bro! All the fucking time!
I hate that. All the time, and I want to let you guys know, first off, it's really rapey.
Second of all, you nasty ass did that shit. You know what? You got some nerve to work.
Alex, did you do this?
I've never done that.
You've never done
that? Really?
Have you heard friends do this?
I have.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's trash. It's trash. And so for our male
listeners,
if
we have to lie and say we're lesbian, like if you think
we're
lying,
we don't want to fuck you anyway.
Calm down. Do you need some water?
No, I'm just tired of this.
You need some milk.
So you know how like you typically hear it more from male gays where they'll make a guy switch teams, like a heterosexual guy.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So I think guys sometimes think we have good
the
enough
the power to turn a lesbian straight.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
Also, I want to say one thing that I think a lot of lesbians have sometimes found insulting. You were like, well, you like penetration and you can't come from your clits. Like, why not just fuck a nigga? And it's just like me saying to a dude, like, I think men suck better dick for men. But if you like blowjobs so much, why don't you have a dude do it? Like, that's the thing. Like, we're attracted to what we're attracted to. If I don't want to be penetrated and look at a man on top of me, and I'd rather see a girl and hair and tits instead of, like, you know, big.
Right.
Masculine. Like, you can't help what you're into.
Well, I think it has a lot to do, too, like, even talking to gay men. If you're a top, bitches have assholes, too. Like, if you just want to fuck ass, girls have ass, too. But it's like, yeah, I think it definitely has to do with just what you're interested in. Mm-hmm. But
which is why we always honestly that argument is to the defense of pegging. Honestly, like if you really wanted to get fucked in the ass by a dude, just go do it. But you don't.
But you don't.
You want to watch me do it.
Yeah.
And you want me to do it to you because you're into me and you and just want some prostate stimulation. Yeah. Did you listen to the gays talk about how you got to get it knuckle deep and pull back?
Oh, I already. Well, that's why. So I have.
But they explained it well. I liked
it. Well, yeah. Well, the strap-on that I do have, and for any of our female listeners interested in buying a strap-on for their man, it's what I have is a prostate strap. Mm-hmm. So it actually is curved at the top. And when I asked the lady at the sex store how do I use it, she's like, "In your mind, just know that that curve needs to always face the belly button, because that's how you're gonna." So when you're back in there, and you know how they said the
but
curve
like
emotion,
this, right? Like not like this. That, like this.
Well, like this, if he's on his back, if it's on the other end, like
oh,
this.
Oh, like that, okay.
And that's literally because, like they told you, you have to act like you're doing the coming motion. But yeah, that's how to reach the prostate. Like, you want to go ahead and do it like that. So I want to get back into
I'm sorry.
Lesbians.
Oh,
well, wait,
what? Because you guys left the fingering convo, you didn't really go into too much detail.
We need to talk more about lesbian sex and how it works.
On porn, like guys go ham with the fingers,
and that's but not how you do it.
They're trying to make a squirt, and it's like, dude, chill out.
And there's a way to make a female squirt, and if she's not aroused, there's a whole lot of it's more psyche.
Yeah.
So explain with the fingers. So explain with the fingers for our male listeners and our other lesbian listeners. Mm-hmm. When you're fingering a woman's mm-hmm. vagina, what is the right way to finger a pussy?
There we go.
Okay. All right. So me personally, I like to go slow because I'm not about the whole take it. No, because like honestly, I could either hurt her and I did
you
not
can?
Mean. Yeah.
Right.
So there's that. Normally for me, I like to just go either like a simple one stroke in, two fingers in. Because it's not too much, it's not too little, it's just right.
Two fingers,
and then, let's see. So basically, I guess slow and steady tends to win the race. So that way, they become adjusted to how slow you can be.
Right.
And then again, I love begging. So then if she wants more, then I'm like, okay. And then I like,
if you want
fuck
more, ask.
You. And then I like, and then I actually like to choke her as I do it. And then I pick up the pace. Now, I don't want.
This is good.
Can you shut up?
I love this right now.
Be freaking professional.
I am sorry.
Or leave.
Be professional or leave, Weezy.
I'm sorry.
Get the entire fuck
really
out if you're not
enjoying
this.
You like took your hand and you're like, y'all niggas need to pay for the video for this.
This is real life shit. Okay.
Okay. So.
And so while you're doing the fingering. Uh-huh. Are you still playing? Like, are you still eating the clit, or have you stopped?
I specifically stopped because I want her to enjoy that.
The penetration.
Because it can also be too much, but then I always like to double back and do other
things. Okay.
So
what? Double back?
Yeah, and like do both at the same time eventually.
No, I wanted to explain it.
Okay. So I'm choking her, and then I'm fucking her at the same time. By that time, you know, my movements become quicker.
Okay.
And harder and better. And then, hello. I cannot look at Weezy. Lord help me now. And then,
I mean,
so,
we only have like 30 more minutes.
Cool.
You can fuck after.
She got pottery, the fuck.
She has to go make a fucking pot.
I like pottery class.
No, see, the thing is, she likes to be alone. Annoying ass. Anyways, moving on. So, again, I don't want it to feel like I'm poking her.
Which
now,
I think a lot of men do.
That's a good word to use. It feels like a poke.
Don't poke a woman. So
like, don't.
When you're
like,
in there, you're doing an actual motion with
an
your
actual,
fingers.
Like, kind of like a wave, if I could, I guess, describe
Agreed.
That.
Agreed. Guys poke a lot, and it's not enjoyable
like,
for a female.
Guys, think about, like, literally poking a girl on her arm. Like, that shit hurts after a while. So imagine that in the... Boy. No. So,
Agreed.
Yeah, so it's almost like a wave, and then once I get a right where I want her to be, and like there's like that arch in her back, then I just put three in, and then I just
and
then I flip her around, and then I slap her ass, and then it's a whole different
and at world. This point I want to you mentioned slapping ass, and I wanted to mention this to all of our listeners mm-hmm. too. When you reach that level of arousal, the pain or slapping an ass, that's when it's enjoyable.
Oh my god, 100%.
If you start by slapping early on or being rough early on,
it will terminate
right
then and there.
So to take your time and to make it to where she has been aroused, to then you could start doing the slapping, even the choking.
Look, I mean, how rude. I'm
just
telling
rude.
You.
Are you really texting?
No, well, we're really... I'm looking at the outline.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just checking.
Cool.
But I think, y'all, Weezy is in
another
planet right now.
Pay attention to me, Weezy. What's wrong with you?
Oh. This is a lot of tension in here.
Continue.
But yeah,
you're loving this, so shut up.
I feel like
I
a
hope
lot
you guys
of...
enjoy this because this is one of the most. This is more uncomfortable than my mom.
Which is why I'm.
Yo, shout out to Miss. Oh, I love her mom. Her mom is amazing.
Her mom is amazing. She's been on our show, so I want to just say again. So, like you said, mm-hmm. you get her really aroused before you get into the slapping, and I think that that's important for all dynamics of relationships or people in bed. At that point is because then it becomes more enjoyable.
Yeah.
I want to talk once more about like scissoring. So okay. A lot of people are like,
I heard it's your favorite thing to do.
From who?
Been around. I heard. I'm in these streets. I know what I heard.
So scissoring. A lot of people are like, this is bullshit. Like, how do girls really enjoy this? Can you explain scissoring and talk about like how we get off from it? We as in.
So I mean, people. Scissoring, it's like rubbing, right? So. I don't know. I personally, I love feeling if I'm on top or she's on top and I'm on the bottom. I just love feeling, you know, her pussy against mine and then parts of her body. Well, because, again, depending if she's on top and I'm on the bottom. Again, parts of her body against mine as well. So scissoring for me, I just love... I guess it's almost like dry humping, but like not really.
It is, but it's not. Yeah. It's not really. I mean, it's dry humping, but at the same time, scissoring. It's like you get to like. I love my clit stimulated, and at the same time, someone else is getting into it.
Yes, clit stimulation. Yeah.
That's right. Now look at me with a straight face as you say that. She gonna kill me.
So one of our I enjoy talking about even just the sex of it, but I think something that me and Weezy wanted to discuss with having you, I guess we can define gold star lesbian. Mm-hmm. That's our horrible decision. Mm-hmm. A gold
we
star
just had some
lesbian.
We gold star gaze on a few weeks ago.
We did. So a gold star lesbian, guys, is someone who has never been with the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. In this case, you're a female who has never been penetrated or been with a man.
Now, you didn't believe
sexually.
Her. Why?
So I didn't believe her. Because
go ahead, say his name.
I mean, one, the nigga we talked about, Weezy hit me up and was like, yeah, so she totally did for like
bleep that out, y'all.
It's gonna be bleeped out. So she's like for six
no, but
months,
I thought that it was interesting.
But you
that
said six, not
nigga,
only that,
you didn't fuck.
So 6 months.
Did you say 6 months?
You didn't and you didn't that. Fuck him.
What?
And what was your reasoning for not fucking him? This was, I guess, the story you said earlier. You literally
pretty
just
much,
didn't
yeah.
feel comfortable.
Yeah, at all.
And so at what age were you?
Oof.
Was that?
Lord, he gonna kill me. let's see. I was like 19.
Okay.
At the time.
Okay.
At the, again, you know, when you're at that like specific
bitch,
age,
so that
you
was
just
him.
Don't
and,
know, like,
that was like probably him in his prime.
Yeah. Yo, six months.
I'd have gave up.
6 months. So
right
what was the conversation?
Little Daisy, keep your opinions to yourself. Go
okay,
ahead.
So you met him. At this point, you were clearly a virgin.
Yes.
And you let him know that.
Yes.
So how did you guys go 6 months? Niggas can't go 2 weeks without getting pussy
You'd
from a
bitch. You'd
find
it like, very surprising with him.
Okay.
Once he actually
I wouldn't actually because I believe he's a bottom. So
he actually, because this is where him and I were very much alike. And like, yes, I used to like have my hoish ways or whatever, as does he or I don't know. But once we really, really start to like someone, and it's
we don't want to fuck him.
No. It's honestly more about I want to know what's in here first,
gotcha.
So that way everything else is perfect. And we just took our time with it. And like again, I felt like a horrible person. And then I had to, you know, we went out to dinner and I told him, and he was like, yeah, I kind of had a feeling. I was like, okay.
You should have said I had one about you too.
Oh my god!
Maybe that's the problem. Both of y'all didn't know that y'all really liked the same sex, but y'all were trying.
I'm not
the
gonna
opposite
speak for
sex.
This man, but
I mean,
love
you.
And that's all he needs to know.
I just think he's like really hot, and people can't handle.
So I like this question that she has next. So this guy was a celebrity, beautiful, gorgeous, fucking model that probably all of our listeners would fuck. Mm-hmm. What celebrity guy, just based off looks?
Would
you
fuck?
Let fuck?
Oh my God, Chris Brown in 2.5 seconds.
Really?
I love that.
That's
man.
Such a strange
That's
one.
Such a...
Maybe it's the dancing thing. You like dancey shit.
Maybe
like...
it is the dancing
first
shit.
First of all.
No, it's like I
first
fuck
of all.
I'm.
It is not dancing shit.
It's dancing shit.
Second of all.
I'm a Kanye fan, right? So I'd give
you
Kanye.
You would let Kanye fuck.
Because I'm a fan. And maybe that's why you'd fuck Chris Brown.
That's some groupie ass shit.
No.
I like J. Cole, but I'm not.
I mean, like a fan. Get the
fuck. What? I wouldn't fuck J. Cole. No. So I'm gonna tell you guys why. Can I tell you guys why?
Let's hear this why.
There was this basketball player who is a really big fucking basketball player. I was a fan of his. We fucked, and it was so bad.
Who?
It ruined
Can
my
we believe
fandom.
Him?
So little, so bad, so
really
trash. So trash.
He's huge. Wow.
Yeah,
his body's huge, but nothing else.
How tall
Damn.
Is he?
And
he's probably 6'11".
Yeah, roughly.
Rough wow. about that. And so because I was such a fan of his, like, would watch all the games, like, really enjoyed him as a player. After I fucked him, I was just like,
you can't ball.
Those balls aren't the same one. No.
So you think J. Cole would ruin it?
I would hate if J. Cole had bad dick because I listen to his music. And
so I meet a fan when I say, like, not on some, like, groupie get throw you the pussy, but, like, I'm just so interested in him and, like, so consumed with Kanye.
Okay.
Like, I want that for me.
Yeah. Okay. So
I could see with
Chris
Brown.
Okay, wait. He got a question over there. What?
I think this is why guys think that they can make you switch teams, because you just said if it was Chris Brown.
Fair.
Okay.
See?
So it gives you guys hope.
Oh, fair. No. I mean, men have a celebrity
guy,
right?
But there's a huge...
Absolutely not.
Wait. Wait. You said that guys have a celebrity guy they would go gay for?
Like, if you had to go
Do
gay
you,
for...
If you had
no,
to
no.
go gay for
if
a guy.
If she had to go straight, if you had to go gay for a guy, like...
Like,
nah.
To be perfectly
not
honest,
saying you,
like, the one
nah.
girl... No,
it's
but like...
Nah.
No, but like, the one
I've
girl...
I've had dudes I've, be like, yo, I mean, all right, maybe Jason...
No.
Yo. Oh, my God.
Bro, guys are not sitting here saying who they would go gay for. That's a major pause, bro.
That's just because they're
See,
fucking
for me,
scared.
Though, when I realized I was gay, and then I was like, yo, I got this one girl that all I want to do is fuck her. Oh, we're good.
Okay.
I did what I had to do.
Okay. Wait, I can
And
get
she's
that.
A very, very famous model, so I'm like.
I'm trying to think of.
I back off.
Who's So we just did guys. Real quick, while we're on lesbian play right here, and we're all kind of dipping in that pool. What is the celebrity girl that you would most want to fuck?
Oh, I got mine.
Priyanka right. Chopra?
Oh, she's on that
the
cop
Indian
show, show, right? The
I don't
Indian
know what
girl?
Show she's on. I just know who she is.
Okay.
I just got to think.
Mine
girl?
Is just because. We actually know a lot of the same people.
Mm-hmm.
So we know about each other-ish, but it's just the day that happens, I will
Who?
Rita Ora. Like, I just want her.
You know, I do like her. She looks
she's
like she'd probably
vibe,
be
yeah.
fun in bed.
Like me.
By the way, I do want to
so
say.
I'm so fun in bed, y'all.
I feel like I could have said a Beyonce or a Rihanna or whatever.
I'm not even
going
to lie. I'm Rihanna.
I feel like those are like,
way.
Duh.
That's
but like, I was
duh.
Really trying to think outside
not
the box.
Like Rihanna, though, I just want to get high with
There's
her.
A celebrity couple that I'm like stalking right now.
Who's, okay, so here we go. Wait, because I have one. Who's the celebrity couple Ooh. That right. she would have a threesome
so,
with?
So Altered Carbon is a show on Netflix. The dude from...
yes.
I didn't realize how attractive
you posted him.
Him and his wife. Wow. Joel Kinnaman and his wife. His name is Chloe or something like that, or Cleo. Anyway, she's like tatted up to her chin, which I'm not into, but the two of them together, like...
They're pretty
I've masturbated dope. To them already.
You definitely
Episode 5, there's a great
you
sex scene
You posted
he
a lot of... Their pictures.
Are you okay?
I'm probably gonna be really so basic again with this one, but I love them and I know they're open and I've heard that he goes
Lisa Bonet
both
and Jason
ways.
Moore?
Oh well, them too. That's Ugh. But that's a given. I actually would love to have Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Really?
Yes, and because I love Will Smith, he's tall, and I hear that he possibly goes both ways.
Honestly, they seem
so
like they'd
I just
be a great
think
fuck.
It would just
yeah.
be,
they would.
It would right? just be fun.
Fun sex
fun.
And like
fun. And then you lay in bed after you're fucking. Drenched and exhausted, and he says a joke because he's just fucking funny. So I get to laugh after sex too. Like I would just genuinely enjoy.
I'm not only in it for the food. I'm in it for that
I'm
goddamn joke.
I'm in it for a good laugh too.
All right. So what's your type? And I want to ask this to everybody because we all fuck girls. Like, what's your type?
Oh, I guess I can go first. It's
stripper
clearly
bitch.
Obvious.
What?
I'm just saying.
Oh IG model.
So it's so funny that. They're not IG models, okay. but they kind of are. I actually like really thick women.
Oh, name an IG model like you would like totally fuck her.
Well,
like.
The bitch that I be fucking. So, real Mia B, that's
Oh, you really? You were out here with that one.
That's my bitch. Bitch, her pussy is great and pierced. And
Does she have, we have confirmation?
It's really good. It's really good pussy.
Interesting.
She claimed that
no,
regime.
I be claiming that pussy. But Mia has great... She's amazing.
Wait.
I cannot believe you did. That was the first person. I can't believe you.
Oh, yeah, no.
You are not believing this.
No, like, in real life, we went to the club one time, and it was an all white party, and we ended up going
all
back
white people or like all white Jamaican party.
clearly, you know my crowd. It was just we dressed in all white.
Okay.
Everyone else was colored. I'm just saying, we glue in the dark with our white clothes, and then we went to our homegirl's house after, and I wanted her so bad. We were at a condominium and went to like their area with the TV and pool table, took her into the bathroom and fucked her right after the club.
Right. That's
and
right.
She just knows. She's like, but we were in the club. And I said, bitch, I don't give a fuck. And it was still just beautifully tasting and everything, even after
beautifully
the club.
Beautifully tasting.
It was amazing.
Clitorally beautifully tasting. Damn, bitch, can you
tell? Yeah, no. So a lot of the girls that I do or have had sex with, I prefer, they're all bartenders, strippers, like they're those type of bitches.
You're about to say escort.
I'm my turn.
That's some hoes.
Yeah,
star tender bitches.
Star tender bitches. Those are the type of bitches I like.
My type. Oh Lord, here we go. I like
here.
Black.
You like black girls?
Yeah.
Really?
But they need to be mixed. Like I can't.
Clearly, keep going.
This is so fucked up. This is so fucked up, and I feel like all the black girls about to fucking hate you now.
Why?
They're about to be like, fuck you.
Why can't
you? Hold on, you fucked a black girl. Me and you went out for sushi with Anthony.
Yeah, okay.
And there was a girl in there you fucked.
Bro, okay, so what was it? What, like 4 or 5 girls, right, came in?
Okay.
And then, like, this white chick is looking at me, and then she nudges, like, the black girl. And then the black girl looked at me and goes, I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, so, no. But she's actually mixed, too. She's actually,
She's actually mixed.
She looked black to me.
You look black to me, too.
Does
anyways.
She?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah, a bit.
You don't hang around a lot of black people, do you?
Anyway, so
she buys textured weave. I get it. Okay.
I
cut. Cut. This is going on the bonus episode.
Listen, I ain't mad. I'm gonna tell you what. I wear weave. I make sure it blends
with
my own hair. I like the volume.
We had this conversation, yeah.
I like the volume. Plus, I shaved my head on one side before, like, all the way back. And, like, that shit taking a long time with my black ass. I shaved it all the way to the dome. And so, yeah.
So, okay, I wasn't done. All right, okay. So black and mixed. Like, I like black and white, black Puerto Rican.
We get the mixed part.
Black
next.
Israeli. Black and Israeli.
Okay. What is Israeli and Brazilian? One. It's Israeli.
Whatever.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay, we get it. Red Nails Tattoo has a podcast called Horrible Decisions. All right, next. What's your type? I'll say, can I be honest? I saw the other girl she was fucking. So I don't want to sit here.
Wait, which one? The fucking French baguette, bitch?
The shade is real.
Calm the fuck
so
down.
Which one?
I will say.
Who are you talking about, Colette?
Well, there's not only Colette. There's fucked a couple bitches. And then Victoria, the one in Orlando.
I heard
say there's definitely definitely a difference. I think she just genuinely has to have a vibe with someone because all of her girls, I will say, look different. Probably the thickest with a big butt.
Wow, like you're answering it perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So I definitely think just, you know, she's an emo host. So there it has to be a vibe whatever.
I will say
is.
This one thing that I said to someone, I think this morning, the other morning. So I've noticed with me, the reason I'm not all the way gay.
Why?
Is because when I'm with women, I'm constantly thinking about how attracted to, like, that I'm with a woman. Like, I'm so excited about being with a woman. I like the feminine shit that's going on between the two of us. Like, that's something that I love that's going on, and that's very special to me when being with women.
Whereas, you don't have that excitement with men?
I don't really think that I'm with a man when I'm with a man.
So question, so when you're with a man, who do you think about when you're with a man?
I'm just saying, like, I don't know if I'm explaining this well. Like, no, part of the reason when I'm with women, I get off at the fact that I have a girl, like, that she's girly, that I'm like, that it's not exactly second nature as men are to me. So when I'm with women, it feels more special in that way. Like, I'm constantly thinking about the fact that it's a girl. And I wonder if that's because I'm not all the way gay.
So speaking of this, not all the way gay.
Being with a woman out or things like that. Like, I'm so excited that, like, I get to, like, feel like this and be with a girl and feel sexy to be with a woman. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that to diminish something that I have with somebody, but I genuinely feel that. And it's the most exciting part for me. I love being with a woman because that's what she is.
Right. And so me and you are on this teeter-totter halfway mark. I enjoy being with women for different reasons than I enjoy being with men. I want to bring this back to being a gold star lesbian, mm-hmm. because with when dealing with women, I've gone with Mia to gay clubs, and I actually prefer, aside from the stripper hoes, I actually really like what? Like the Brittany Griner studs. Like the I love like an androgynous, tall ass female with dreads. And so, but my
really? Issue,
girl, Brittany Griner could have it all. I would have her inserted baby from whatever, however the fuck she got that sperm.
Preach, for her child, twins. Preach.
But I love Brittany Griner. And so I wanted to ask this because when I go to the gay clubs mm-hmm. or I'm around lesbian women, they have an issue with me being bisexual and still wanting.
That's one of our questions, yeah.
And that's one of our questions. What is the issue with lesbians going to or dealing with bisexual women? And there normally is an issue. I know there is.
I think I know what it is. Honest, I don't want to speak for you, but you don't want to get hurt.
No, I think it's more of a power thing, and I'll explain. Because it's like, okay, so, hey, you're bi. Yes, that means I could fuck you. Great. But then with, I guess, a lot of situations that I've seen, and even with me, I'm like, I don't want to think about you fucking...
A man.
A man. Because I just gave you... all of me, so why? So I'm not...
But what if it was another girl? What is it? It's still somebody else. Why is it the man part?
Because...
Because you said I just gave you all of me. That's what I mean. Like, so what if they fucked another girl? What is this specifically about the man that, like, fucks you up?
Do you feel like...
Because a lot of lesbians feel like this way.
Is it a competition?
Yeah, it's always a competition.
Because I was going to say, I think that's a problem. We had someone... We talk often about if a man was bisexual, what the issue would be. And a lot of women have said, I don't want to compete with men and women.
Let me tell you something that I always find very insulting from men when I tell them I'm dating a girl or when I have dated a girl while dating another guy. Mm-hmm. When they'll say things like, they're not worried about it. I don't care if you date girls. Like, do you think that she can't take me from you?
Oh, bitch, because I can.
And I really don't like that because that okay. to me diminishes, like, you just think I just want to fucking eat pussy yeah. and whatever. Like, I've had girlfriends, you know, right. and I've had real strong connections with women, and I really don't like when dudes will say things to me like, you can't fuck other guys, but you can fuck other girls. You're only saying that because agreed. You really find competition in this and, man. Well, little do you know, this woman is doing better than you at everything.
So, I actually have a question for the both of y'all. So, that's actually extremely true, yeah. but... Is it the same way if it's a, I just totally lost my train of thought. If it's a guy saying, oh, well, I'm going to fuck, like, are girls okay with that? No, not at all, correct?
If he's going to fuck another guy?
Yeah, no, right?
So we've talked about it. I think there's just a huge, gap
with bisexuality.
With bisexuality, especially dealing when it comes to men. Specifically black men, which that's all I deal
this
with.
This is all societal pressures. We all feel like that bisexuality is not real with men, which is total mm-hmm. bullshit.
Well, not only that, because even as a bisexual female, when I let guys know, we talked about this with the dating app, with Tinder. Alex was in here. You were like,
when I said,
think
take
you
it
should
off.
Take bisexual off. And it's funny because most men who meet a bisexual female automatically assume, yeah,
threesome.
That's not...
So
that's
going
not
to you, I'm curious, as a full-blown lesbian... full-blown lesbian. That sounded kind of bad. Full-blown.
As a
whole-ass lesbian. Oh, okay. As a whole-ass lesbian, do you bring other women into the bedroom with you? What are the lines that are drawn in lesbian relationships?
I mean, honestly, communication is key with us. And, like, if you say, oh, like, okay, like, if I'll go out with a girl, and I'm like, yo, like, I'm kind of feeling her. Like,
but when it comes to bringing other women in the bedroom, it works as any relationship goes. You pretty much just have to communicate.
As long as you're as honest as I am honest with you. Because I don't like the whole, oh, well, I said I was okay with it. And, like, now everyone's naked in bed. And you're just like, I really don't want a bitch.
That happens, like, I think with threesomes across the board with everybody.
Absolutely. And I wanted to ask you another question as well. So, dealing with women mm-hmm. and only women, mm-hmm. there's this stigma that women are catty, women are jealous, women are needy, women are naggy. Do you feel like you get more of... Why? Don't be over here agreeing with that. I'm a woman.
Boy?
I can say
Go
that shit. You cannot.
I'm going to throw my ad-libs in there.
Yes.
So when you're... As a lesbian, only dealing with women, do you feel like there's more drama in lesbian relationships
Girl.
Than straight relationships?
Yes.
Because every time I go to the gay club,
excuse
they
be me, shut listen, up. I'm the one that's supposed to be answering.
Oh, my bad.
Hello, I'm interviewing her.
Thank you.
Think about when you go to the cubbyhole. Everybody's in a fight.
Right, they always be fighting. I went to Copacabana like 2-3 times for the lesbian party during Pride weekend. Fight. Mia got in a fight. We stay getting in fights at the lesbian clubs.
Emotional.
Is it really? Yes.
Is it,
mean,
it's
look,
as catty as...
Look. Regardless if you're in a re- a relationship with another girl. And especially during Pride, like, I'm going to Pride LA and I'm petrified of what the fuck I'm about to, like, I just got confirmation I'm going and I'm petrified.
It's really that much drama? And why?
Honestly, what it is, okay.
Why? Like, because people you slept with are, like, the circle being small?
And then, Lord, is that circle like a goddamn fucking Cheerio?
It's true.
It's like a goddamn fucking Cheerio. No, but honestly, what it is, like, it's Pride, right? So, like, you want to look your best. Mm-hmm. You want to be the best hoe out there. And then, and so... again, if you're in a relationship and then you start bumping into the people and then they're like, oh, hey, why are you looking at them? And I'm like, yo, calm down.
And so, I think it's just a girl thing.
But I love when girls get jealous of me because it actually shows me that they give a fuck.
What? That's so... But see, I think...
I don't know, it has to be an innocent jealousy, like a fun...
But we talked about that. I feel like it's crazy that these certain... negative things are associated to really wanting me. Oh my God, you're willing to fight over me. Oh my God, you're jealous. Oh my God, you must really like me because you did this.
I don't know. I think that everybody can feel that way. Like, I think it's not bad to see someone get a little tease about jealousy. Okay. I don't like when someone takes it too far. That
I don't like.
Kind of cutesy, like yeah.
I like the cute fun type. I don't like the oh Lord, let me leave. No. I don't like that. So.
I do want to say it's funny you mentioned dudes with the threesome thing. Like, I was having this conversation with someone recently. And telling them how I've been seeing this girl and I've been seeing this guy, and they're like, "Oh, are you gonna bring them together?"
Who's the guy?
His name is Jeeves. Is his.
So what's the girl's nickname?
Yeah, what's her nickname?
I fucking hate you guys.
I just want to know.
I can't figure it out yet. I was gonna say lover girl because of how I'm feeling about her, but I also feel like it could be.
She
rude
just had
because
lover boy,
I had so. Lover boy, but
well, fuck lover boy, honey. That's the past. Welcome to the present and
lover girl,
the fucking future.
Okay, lover
bye,
girl.
Bye, lover boy.
But
lover
no,
girl.
People were like, white oh, ass well, boy, like, how does bye. That work now? Do you bring it together? And I think that kind of annoyed me because just because you've heard I like to have threesomes, you know I'm into it. Like, I feel like having separate relationships is okay, and I don't have to just bring these two people together because I enjoy being with them.
Agree with I agree. You.
And I, frankly, would be really insulted if he ever said something like that to me. Like, if you know I like this person, and you know how I talk about her, and now you're going to be like, I want to, like, to
no,
me, that just,
no.
It's very, like...
Why would you be insulted if he just asks a question?
Because to me, if I'm telling you that I'm with someone who's a lover girl or whatever, someone that... I mean, it's a separate space. Like, I'd kind of be insulted because it makes me feel like you think this is for you too.
This
like,
is for
no,
you too,
but
yeah.
What if he just inquires, like, hey, would you ever be interested in.
I guess it'd have to be how I was brought up, but
I don't even. I feel like men shouldn't even bring that to a woman because she's bisexual.
First of all, I don't want to bring two people that I'm really into together unless we all plan on being together. I've had a three-way relationship.
Yeah.
I would hate to. Two people I have feelings for it are just like, that's just weird. And then I'm the one in the middle, then it's going to be weird. Like, if we're going to have a threesome, like, let's not choose the person that I'm dating apart from you. Like, let's see that person together.
Agreed.
Like, I don't know.
I have a question for you. How often do you have sex?
Oh, shit. How often do I have sex with men or women?
Women.
Honestly, the girl that I was fucking, she, isn't here yet. If you look at my nails, it's clearly been a while since I fucked a woman.
Ooh, honey.
You'll know when I fuck a woman because I won't be wanting to have my acrylic.
Go look at Weezy's nails.
Oh, I already know. They're short. But I know, but that's, I think that that's a lesbian thing too. I was actually going to bring up your nails. Mm-mm. You don't even have color on them. Mm-mm. But I honestly, it's more so like a drunken, like a drunken night after the club type of thing, mm-hmm. or a threesome.
Had a relationship.
Yeah, I did have a relationship with a female. She treated me probably the best.
That's awesome.
It was in Miami that
it's
I was
always
with her.
In Miami.
It was in Miami.
Always in
well,
Miami.
Well, I used to live in Miami.
I'm from Miami.
Yeah,
there you go.
And that relationship, I will say, probably of all of my relationships, she treated me probably better than anyone. And just at that time, I was dumb and fast. And
I have two questions that I really, really want to get in before we do home mail.
Okay.
How did you lose your virginity, as in, like, your hymen? And I feel like a lot of people...
It's still there.
Talking to Mike.
No, how do you... Talking to Mike. Why do you think it's still there? Her hymen's still there.
It's not there.
Why would it still be there?
How does your hymen... How does your cherry get popped with fingers?
No.
So, no, but I feel like this is a very good question. Because people will always assume that your hymen's still there.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So, for me, how it happened was... in a relationship with this incredible woman, and just we just decided to, like, not just fuck. Like, we both wanted to actually make love. And then she brought the strap on, and then I was like, okay. And then it happened, and I was like, oh, okay, done, bye, simple. That's it.
And did you ever deal with a strap on again?
Yeah, of course.
You do?
Oh my God.
You enjoy
oh,
it.
I yeah, of
you
course.
You enjoy strap ons. But so
it's
you,
not it's not my first choice. I want a girl to feel all of me and not that didn't. No.
Right. So you again to me coming off, you even classified yourself as half butch.
Mm-hmm.
You would consider is a verse a thing with lesbians?
Verse, yeah.
Yeah.
So you do the strapping and take the strap on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
100% yeah.
Okay.
What do you prefer?
I'm just curious.
Why did you have to ask?
What?
What the fuck? It's a sex show.
Thanks, Sam.
Did you see how innocent?
I know it's her face. That's
it's
why I just
show.
Said I can't even.
Oh,
look
what
at
a
her.
Cute little face, Weezy has.
Just fucking tell me.
Okay. Jesus.
What is it?
What do you prefer?
I prefer not taking it. I love being always like in power.
One other question. My last one. What is the hype about fucking straight girls? Because I think me and you both talked about this, that we like fucking straight girls, whatever. Do you? I don't know if you do, but like I want to talk about that. Why is it so exciting?
They play too many games.
No.
I ain't got the patience. You either gonna
like,
let me fuck or not.
I like fucking straight girls just simply off the fact. Again, it's communication. So
yeah.
If I say, you know, have you ever, you know, and like I get off on the fact they're like. Never done this shit before, mm-hmm. And those are literally the type.
Well, yeah,
because like.
You want to be able to please
yeah.
her and show.
I
want to
please her,
yeah.
drive her absolutely
so
crazy.
Hold on, you're hating on the guy if he's trying to do the same to you.
Because y'all are just all
no,
all
but
annoying.
If a guy is,
I think
him, I'm
gonna be honest
lesbian,
with you. This gets into a totally
wait,
different type
I
of like creep culture and men being.
No.
It's not hating,
but it's the same thing.
Generally, men are very aggressive and. It's a pressure thing.
And I
and women don't pressure.
No, and not only that, I never. Okay, it's going to sound very cocky, but it's true. I never approach them. I'm always
I could,
the
no,
one
I believe
approach.
You on that one because I think you have a look that for a straight girl, they're like, you're kind of boyish, but you're beautiful. So, like, I don't know what I'm feeling
clearly
here.
Clearly, Weezy likes that type of stuff.
I
so.
Think she does.
I didn't. I don't. I'm going to be honest with you. That's just why I always ask you for heels. I like you in heels.
She loves me in heels.
And it's crazy because, yeah. But then she'd be having a leather jacket and, like, little V-neck. It'd be mad cute.
I hate you so much.
When I tell you I hate you. So we're going to go ahead and get into the home mail.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank all of our listeners who... Oh, shit. I played it. I want to thank all of our listeners who are now sending us home mail through our voicemail. If you want to go ahead and leave us a voicemail, the number, you just hit the call button on our horrible decision.
Oh, page. By the way, I really wanted us to do this, and I put it in the notes because I feel like this girl.
This is really good. When I listened to it, she was even nervous as to if this is even a real problem.
And I kind of wanted Alex. I'm actually
okay.
glad you got the mic there
I
because
be
I
cool.
don't know what to say.
This is a good question. Maybe
okay.
you can help too.
Right.
So here goes the question.
I know that's odd to say coming from a female.
Oh.
It's all right. Leave it.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey, Weezy and Mandy. I just want to start by saying that I love the show. I tune in every week. But yeah. I'm calling in with a little bit of home mail. So, I feel like I come too quick.
She comes
I
too
know
quick.
It's odd to say coming from a female, and I only fuck males. But
what's a number?
Let's just put it in short. So... Every time I'm getting some really good head by a guy, I can come within minutes. I don't know if I, like, just know my sweet spot or what, or if they know my sweet spot. Or a lot of the times when I'm, like, riding the dick, I just know my spot, and it's really easy to have an orgasm. I don't want to do that anymore. It's been kind of fucking up my sex life because... Especially if I'm having sex with a guy that, you know, it might be just a fling. Once I have an orgasm, I am done.
That's
like,
me.
I do not want him to touch me anymore. I
when
want
you come
him
and
to
just
leave,
mm-hmm.
and I want to go about my day. So, please shed some insight on this topic. I don't know if you've heard anything or anybody say anything like this, but give me some advice. Thanks. Love the show. Bye.
Has she tried vaginal exercises? Like clenching and shit? Like
to stop
yeah,
herself?
To stop herself from coming?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do that.
Really?
But Kegel to stop from coming?
I didn't know that. I thought that was just to make it tighter.
I wanted to look up something. There's a desensitizer for men that they're like a spray.
Oh.
And I wonder if she could desensitize her clit. I don't know how she's coming.
And that's to make men last longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, and it's funny because the dilemma that she does have, I've had before.
And, me too.
And when I'm with a guy that I kind of don't care if he gets off or not, if I come before him, all right, I'm done. And I literally be like, I'm done fucking. I came. I'm tired. And as a woman, we kind of get a numbing.
I feel bad because that happens to me anymore. A lot.
Yeah, it's not as enjoyable anymore.
I'm like learning to like work through it. I just get immediately tired. Like it's very
easy.
She's
always sleeping.
She's always sleeping.
Always sleeping.
So I come really easy, which is why I really was hearing her. Like I feel like I come too quick to the point where anyone I've ever slept with always asks me if I'm lying. Like it's just really quick.
Okay. Wait, how quick?
Maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes. The first one, the first night. Then the second one is.
Like I'm in trouble.
Well, it depends. Like if it's like going well, right? Like I can't really hold out that well, and like sometimes I get tired of coming too fast, and I don't know what to do either. So
do you squirt?
No. What do you think?
So this is like a whole new phenomenon. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that happened?
No, I thought you guys enjoy coming multiple times. I didn't know.
Well, no. Like not to say that women don't or anything, but there are some women that come too fast. I mean, I think we hear so much about women that are having a hard time reaching orgasm, but I don't even know what to say to this girl.
I would think like, okay.
You still want to keep it going.
Yeah, keep it going. I didn't know that.
She says she can't.
Your sexual desire dies because that's like dies. A guy's. Like,
sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It depends.
It definitely depends. Like when I came, I think I am going to put the blame to the codeine I was on when I came 4 times from riding dick. But there is times like when all orgasm, like there's different types of orgasms for women.
Yeah.
And so there are some orgasms that when a female reaches it, it's exhausting and it also changes the sensation of our vagina to where maybe I don't even want to be penetrated anymore. It's like I came, I'm exhausted, and yeah, I get tired. Yeah. So then it's like, damn, now I got to finish you. Like I'm done. I got mine. And a lot of women don't get theirs. So it's just like to really have that sensation, we be done. So y'all better jack off.
What I would suggest to her is that she gives them head for a really long time, get them right there, and then they start fucking, so then they both come at the same time.
That was a really good suggestion.
Wow. Check you out.
You know what, that was good? Because we always say men should eat pussy and satisfy me first.
Yeah. Longer, because I...
Exactly what I just said in the beginning of the show. Because, you want to eat her pussy.
And
yeah.
But there's a lot of times that women... most women, especially even our listeners, are having a problem reaching these orgasms. So it's funny that on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, she says it's ruining her goddamn
honestly,
sex
life. Like, I've come from giving head before. I mean, if I'm touching myself a little bit, like, I enjoy pleasing. And I don't know how she's coming too quick. Like, I don't know where it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she's touching herself and coming, because she said, maybe I know my spot, then stop touching
she
yourself.
She did. Okay.
Like,
okay.
No, but she said,
she said while she's riding. So maybe she should do more other positions where she's not in control and he's more in control. Let him be more from the back, missionary, on the side.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Don't allow yourself to have so much control to where you know your spot, so you're going to come.
This is so not a problem, by the way.
I know. What the fuck?
I know. That's really weird.
Ball, like,
how are you complaining about this?
Why are you complaining?
Honestly, the only reason I got tired of it, I don't know if she can relate, but I would come so fast that I couldn't perform throughout. Like, I couldn't finish. And that's when I knew it was becoming a problem.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like her problem is. Is like, her sexual desire shuts off after she comes. So it's like, that's why it's the problem. Because a dude,
so if anything, it just sounds more mental than anything.
Look into the desensitizing creams and stuff like that online. And, like, make sure you find one that's, like, safe or have some good reviews.
For sure.
Or go in a store and ask somebody. But I would try those.
I just think it's very...
And they rush a lot of blood to your pussy, by the way. Some of them can keep you horny. So you might want to keep fucking.
I will say, though, for a lot of the female listeners, to me, I will say it's risky for women way more than men to deal with any of these type of topicals or creams because vaginas are just very sensitive and you don't want to just be putting anything up there because then it could just be a problem to where then you itch, then there's an issue. Yeah, I guess that's our advice for that. We have one more email, and then
I want to, like, if you don't mind following up with us in a, like, text or email or whatever, I want to write Dr. Kim and talk to her about that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So this next one is...
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, I'm glad you wrote it back first.
Oh, I did write this.
So this girl writes us. Actually, she wrote me in my DMs.
And me in my DMs.
And horrible decisions. So I feel like she was really stressed.
Oh my God. Y'all are mean.
She just copy and pasted the shit. Hopefully you guys see this because I need some advice. I'm glad you wrote her back because I was going to write her back right away too. I felt she was tripping. So I decided to make a Tinder because of you two. And I met this guy on there. We were talking on there for about 10 days before he finally decided to ask me for my number. Disclaimer, we have yet to hang out. He's had my number since January 26. We were supposed to hang out before.
Precise.
But there was a really bad snowstorm, so we decided to reschedule. Valentine's Day come around, he stops texting me around 7 and doesn't even tell me happy Valentine's Day. He texted me the next day and acted like everything was all good. I'm a Cancer. Typically, we wear our hearts on our sleeves, so should I make a big deal? Am I the side chick? Should I leave him alone? Am I overreacting? Sorry this is so long.
Go to therapy.
I wrote her back. Stop. Like, I wrote her back like, girl, it's been 20
days. Oh, wait, hold on. Mandy wrote her back and said, I want to read this on the show, period. But sis, comma. Y'all never met. He owes you nothing and you're expecting way too much. It's a text. A happy Valentine's Day one. Y'all been talking 10 days. I'd say when you have lower expectations, it leads to less disappointment. She wrote back and said, I'm okay with you reading this on the show. No, we talked 10 days on Tinder, and we've been texting every day since January 26th. Is it bad for me to at least expect a Valentine's Day text?
Yes!
All my other hosts hit me up, but not him. And I'm just over all this texting, and I don't want to be too pushy or available. I don't know how to date at all. Once I like you, I like you.
Clearly.
Whoa.
And this is, so I wanted to give kind of a PSA to, that's what I said, girl, once he know you crazy,
dude,
you might want to run.
When I read, like, we've yet to hang out,
yo,
I don't want to hurt
you. We have yet to hang out, and you're upset because he didn't text you on Valentine's Day. I wanted to say to our female listeners, I feel like a lot of us expect way too much out of these trash-ass niggas to begin with.
That's preach.
So I feel like, I mean, maybe you're not trash. Okay, Alex, maybe not you.
Yeah, right.
You know, Wakanda forever. But I literally feel like there's things that we expect from men way, not only too soon, but we just don't allow things to be organic or flow that way. You're really upset about not receiving a happy Valentine's Day text. I don't even want a text. I got rose emojis and responded, these ain't even real, nigga. Get it out my phone.
Oh!
So, I don't know.
Zing!
I just don't know why a lot of women are expecting so much out of men so soon. I think that it's something that needs
to
be discussed.
Like, honestly,
seems so casual. She's like, in her head too much. Like, chill.
And a lot of women are, though.
Yes, and that's fair.
They create these relationships with guys because they like them, but it's like, if you take yourself out of the situation and look into it, you've been
like,
texting
dude,
this nigga
think about it for a second.
10 days.
If he's not texting you back, like, you guys haven't even met. Like, do you not think he was talking to other people?
Other people.
And that's
it?
Honestly another thing that
bothers
me. Wait,
say what?
Wait,
maybe
say?
He's not that into
you?
What?
He a girl?
He on Tinder. How you know that?
Nah.
There's mad single niggas.
I don't think he's probably dating
day
somebody, but I don't know if he got a girl.
Yo, he got a girl.
And honestly,
why do you think so?
He got a girl.
Because he hasn't met her yet?
Yes.
Oh.
He's just waiting for an open opportunity to meet her.
Oh, and the other nigga in the room clapping.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I do.
Oh, yeah, because it's been some shit up in
there's
here.
There's been some shit you missed.
It's some shit. God damn it.
She's turning into a tomato, y'all.
I know she is. It's so cute. Oh, my God.
And Mandy was like, I don't want to fucking do this episode. I don't want to fucking do this
episode. I was
episode
like,
at all.
I am not interested in this.
Damn.
Not because I was just like, you sure she's Gold Star? 100%. I just don't even think. But now, after the conversation, absolutely.
And also another thing too, even in the lesbian world,
this happens as well?
All the time. And then,
it's a female thing, bro.
Then,
bitches, it's crazy.
If I guess you're like the other girl, whatever it is. If you are too much in your head and you don't want to enjoy that person,
right?
You most likely just ran them away.
Yeah, you
ruined
it.
I'm like, absolutely. If I want to see you, and I'm going to look at her as I say this, if I want to see you and you don't give me time to see you and I go above and beyond to try to see you.
And you don't see me. I'm not going to lie. That's why I cut Felon Bay off. Y'all don't know he got out of jail.
Wait, what happened?
felon bae.
Oh yeah, I was dating a felon.
Okay,
I was dating a felon. Wait, everything you just said.
I'm sorry, yo. Bitch, it's a turn off.
It's resonating with me. So first off, you don't got a job, nigga, and you just got to.
Okay, I have a job.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Okay,
I get it. You have a job, but then, bitch, she be busy at the gym. Bitch, fuck your gym. Come see me, which is Felon Bay's issue. Fuck you. Nigga,
and why the fuck do we need to go to a gym when we could just put in work in the bedroom?
Hello, put in work in the bedroom. Hello.
Okay, but hold on,
What? Well, this is my thing. This is my thing with Felon, with Felon Bay. Guys, so he got out of jail and quickly got cut off. But the problem with that is, I be at work and school. Nigga, you couldn't go to the gym between 9 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. You got to go to the gym when I'm out of work and free. Here we go. You getting on the mic. What you got to say? What you got to say, King? We listening.
Why are you dating? How are you dating felons?
Yo, don't do me.
Do you not hear about this nigga that Mandy met that was about to come to her house that got arrested again?
He violated parole.
This bitch was talking all this shit about to write a nigga a letter. I can't wait to sell you out.
I was going to write him a letter because I really enjoyed his company. Like, I really enjoyed being around him.
Listen, Mandy told us about this nigga on one episode. Literally the next week we were in the studio. She was like,
he got locked up.
Y'all be saying niggas ain't shit.
What? What's the problem? He's not. So, but anyways, what she was saying.
That nigga still ain't got a job, but somehow got an apartment.
But that's, I mean, he can pay his rent.
Let's not talk about this.
You know, let's not.
I just have one question.
What's the question?
You said your goals. What is it? Gold star?
Gold star lesbian.
Okay. So what if you're dating someone bisexual who wants a threesome?
With a male?
Yeah.
Oh.
Would you be open
to communication, no. And she would need to understand that about me. I'm not. But again, that's me.
No, but I mean, like, say if, like, the dude never touches you during the interaction.
Oh, like,
no, I mean, like, I can, like, watch.
You can watch a girl get fucked?
You would be able to watch
a girl that you're fucking.
A girl called Weezy fuck another guy. Oh.
I would not participate. What are you about to try to... No,
Oh, like kissing and stuff?
Would you kiss a guy?
Oh, you wouldn't even kiss a guy.
Have you ever done that?
Have you ever? So you wouldn't even suck his dick?
Did you suggest me? And everyone missed that.
Yeah, no, I caught it.
Okay, so I mean, I get that. That makes sense.
I get it too. It's all about communication. It's so
like everyone that want to fuck another guy, but they're not gay.
I feel like we end all of our shows with "It's all about communication, guys." It's all about communication.
It really is.
All of our shows end that way.
Hold on. Make time for the person who will
who wants to see again.
I respect it.
But hold on.
If you are busy and you have a shit ton of shit going on in your life, I'm like, I get it. I respect it. But yo.
I don't.
Like, once you get it in for 48 hours,
when people try to include you in their busy shit.
You know what you say? Obama had time for Michelle. And that's all the fuck I tell all these niggas who don't have motherfucking time. What? Obama had time for Michelle. So I don't, and to me, as a human being, listen, I'm taking 7 classes. I work. It's busy season. I have this fucking podcast with this bitch, and she drives me crazy every day, so I have to deal with her. And it's literally like, if I am able to find time in my busy schedule, I literally want to see you. So I feel like when someone genuinely wants to see somebody, they make that time.
I mean, they don't make time. I get hurt because I'm like, What the fuck?
No, but I understand. Honestly, I'm going to sympathize with you. Well, I'm going to sympathize with you because I would feel a way if pottery came before me, too. I'm just saying.
Shit. Are you serious?
That's bad.
I'm going to lay this on the table.
I'm taking sick days, y'all.
This is the truth, since you want to go there.
No, well,
I'm going through a breakup, and it is 100%. I'm my own priority right now. I have to have dates with myself. I have to do shit by myself because
I do not want to jump into
something else too fast. And I enjoy spending time with the people I'm dating and make time for them in my life. But I am, like, serious about my priority because I don't want to get too needy with somebody because that's why it's also been so hard for me to let go. He was my best friend.
Yeah.
And that shit was hard. And I don't want to, you know, keep spending so much time with someone before I'm healed. That's just awful.
You should all go with her to pottery.
I think we should.
I have a friend in town from L.A. I'm going to go out. something else I wanted to read off. This isn't home mail, but I want to shout out to Tiara, who wrote our Horrible Decisions page. Oh, maybe not. She wrote me. Same thing. She said, "Hi, Mandy. I was in LA for All Star Weekend. I live in the Bay and was so hoping that I would run into you so I could tell you in person how much I absolutely love what you and Weezy are doing with the podcast. My sister told me about it a month ago, and since then, I've gotten all my girls hooked and started listening with my boyfriend, too. Aww. My sister and I can't even listen to our other favorite podcasts anymore because they just don't compare."
What is it?
She ain't say the names, girl.
She's.
I know. I wanted to know what we was being compared to. "I'm sure you both hear this all of the time, but horrible decisions is so important. Not just because it's entertaining and funny as hell, but because women live their whole lives without ever understanding what it feels like to be sexually liberated.
Aww.
And we're literally taught to think that we aren't meant to experience that. Y'all offer an example of what it looks like to be a woman empowered in her sexuality. It's so necessary. So thank you."
That's so sweet.
And I got that, and I was like, girl, you made my day, girl.
You know what? I literally heard the same thing a few nights ago when I went on that date with Jeeves, right? I was telling him how scared I was to meet new people and talk about this podcast. And he's like, look, you're going to meet people that might think it's fucking crazy. And he was like, but you have to understand what you're doing can be such a turn on for someone that's secure with it.
Yeah.
Because they're going to see it as empowering. They're going to see it as educational thing. Like, sure, you do it in a fun way to where people do want to listen. People do want to get tested. Shit like that. And like, I'm starting to learn that. That was one of the biggest, hardest things about not dating Loverboy anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, I knew he loved what I do and was very supportive. And like, am I going to find somebody else that's going to be cool with this?
With this?
By the way, they need to redo my lips. Shout out to Injectors, though. I got new fucking lips, nigga. The fuck?
Well, in the picture, she's kind of confused because there's a curve. There's a curve. We don't really like curved dicks. We haven't really had that conversation out there, but women don't really like curved penises.
I have to share this with you.
Uh-oh. What? Do you have a curved dick? No, oh, okay, because you sound sad over there. Why is that curved so big?
Oh, is that real?
I would not fuck him.
It's honestly real.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
I don't know. So I was watching like a gangbang session, and then I was like, what?
Why is his dick like
it's
this?
Like, it's literally like a 90-degree angle, and I'm just like, dog, I know that shit hurt.
That would absolutely
hurt.
It
is the weirdest looking dick I've ever seen in my life.
I really hope for all of our lesbians listening, I really hope that this episode kind of did justice for everyone listening. I hope you guys learned how to eat pussy, how to finger pussy, and how...
No poke. No poke.
No poking,
don't
please.
Poke,
and also just how to not sit here and make things awkward by approaching women, asking them to kiss if they're lesbian. Listen, if a girl... This is a takeaway for the men. If you approach a female and she says she's with her girlfriend, you have no hope. There's no chance. It's zero. So just walk away. Be like, I respect that, ma, and keep it moving. So there's the takeaway for that.
I love
that.
My niggas be like, all you had to do was say you ain't interested. I'd be like, okay, I'm not. Sorry.
That too. Again, guys, I want to say thank you guys so much. Again, we have merchandise coming out. We will be sending out the information for that. If it's already out by the time we release this episode, you can click the link in the bio. Also, we got some live shows coming for you hoes. So Atlanta and New York City, we are coming to you. I know, listen, DMV, Chicago, LA, we hear y'all too. It's too far right now.
We're trying to get this check. And frankly, I am really just, you know, me and Alex went to go see Black Panther. And like, all I could talk
about. If I hear this girl talk about
Black Panther.
Well, we're going to see it together. And I'm so excited. So like, we went to go see it. And I was telling him like, dude, I feel bad for fucking white boys. Like, I just feel like I need to be blacker and blackity black black. And that's why I'm so happy we're going to Atlanta.
Blackity black black.
Like, honestly, what did me and you say when we left the movie? I was like, I wish I was darker.
Yep.
That's how fucking regal Africans and blacks are. And like, it just reminded you how fucking dope black people are. And I just was like, fuck, like I hated New York.
I know. I can't wait to see it.
So I know. I agree. So dope. I'm excited. I still haven't seen it. I got to convince Alex to take me to a white theater because I want to be able to hear the movie.
Go to iPad.
Not interested in, you know, the Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem. Sorry.
Nigga, good. So she's taking me to iPick, and I was like, I was excited because I've never been there, but like,
you know,
I also
where y'all should go? Y'all should go right over the bridge to Jersey. They have like the laid out leather seats.
Bitch, first of all, we are city girls.
I'm just saying, maybe.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm not traveling to another state to go to a fucking movie theater.
I mean, but it's cheaper, you know, fucking New York.
I'm good.
I got it.
Ooh,
it's all
yes,
good.
You got it. All right.
Oh, it's Calvin Klein model. Yeah.
When y'all going to iPick?
Tuesday. Podcasts.
First of all, we're not going to fuck you, Alex, okay?
No, I'm talking about...
we're doing it on Tuesday.
I have a thing called a job and work in school, so no. Tuesday's not going to work. I'm a weekend-only type of girl.
You want a double date?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you could be third wheel, because I can't make
Tuesday. Wait, to where I pick?
Yeah.
Him? Get your tickets, like, now. Because it's like
still sold out.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
Well,
sorry.
Sorry, guys. Thank you so much.
If you listen to this podcast and you have never done Patreon, I'm thinking about dicks.
I'm sorry.
Bye. Okay. Whatever. If you listen to this podcast and you want to maybe see some of the things we were talking about, join Patreon and you can see
pay
it there.
Pay more.
It's just $5 and you'd be supporting us being able to, me and Mandy are paying for this live show by ourselves, by the way.
Yeah.
We are trying to go promoter free and we are just trying to be two independent POCs and you know, that $5 helps.
Yeah. And it's also been helping us be able to get merchandise to y'all. By the way, y'all, we just got t-shirts and dad hats. Y'all are hitting me up talking about crop tops,
get a Scully.
Can we get a Scully? Panties. Can I get leggings?
Beanies.
This isn't a store. We're not a store, guys. But we're going to try to listen to all of your advice and get as much of the merchandise that we can and bring to y'all.
And Patreon subscribers do get money off of the live show.
Yes. And if you are a top tier patron, we will be contacting you soon to send you your free merchandise, as we appreciate you so much for donating $15 a month. Again, that link will be in the bio if you want to become a patron and see the full video edits of this. Don't try to read the lips for where we did our bleeps, ho. But anyways, thank you so very much.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
We anyways, thank you guys so very much. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye.